Hello, Mark Hopkins of the Mark and Daryl Show here. You can hear the Mark and Daryl Show every Sunday, 8 to midnight Eastern Standard Time on rantradio.com. Today is November the 17th. Is it Wednesday already? I don't know. If it is, you can hear my Mark and Daryl Show rebroadcast on Rant Radio around 3 Pacific Standard Time. I think that's 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Something like that, on rantradio.com. It's the talk station. Anyway, I know it's late, not as late as it was yesterday, but it's late today. I just got out of SunTrust Bank. I spent an hour there again trying to clear up my account. Since Friday to Wednesday, my account has fluctuated over there between a positive balance of 300 and something to a negative balance of 700. Now it's only negative 300. The ridiculousness of the matter is that I only use that account to cash payroll checks, and these particular payroll checks are low dollar amounts, so there really should be no fluctuation whatsoever. But due to NSF fees, check bounce check fees, and whatever other scams they're trying to pull over there at SunTrust, I would advise anyone over there. This is the third time in 4 months that this has happened. I did a little bit of research on SunTrust this week. SunTrust apparently is the third most watched bank by FBI when they're looking for cases of fraud by the bank, the third least trustworthy bank. 9 out of the 19 terrorists banked at SunTrust Bank. So if you're looking for a bank that can do international wire transfers with a mild degree of scrutiny, I would choose SunTrust Bank. They're the bank that really cares. Actually, they're the bank that doesn't really care if you're an Islamic terrorist. Anyway, interesting stuff in the news. Oil stocks down again. U.S. crude stocks are seen as up. Let's see. The GOP election victory deficit politics shaping. The Republicans are trying to push a bunch of budget stuff through during the lame duck session of Congress. No surprise there. Anybody would press their advantage if they had that kind of thing going on. Of course, there's more fighting and dying in Iraq. Russian authority. There's Yukos Oil. Now, I've read a lot of shady things about Yukos Oil. They warrant investigation if you like to read about corruption in business. Of course, Russia, everything's corrupt in business. The Yukos Oil law enforcement agencies raided the Russian oil giant OAO Yukos and the company's most important subsidiary, according to, I think it's Itartas. Interesting things. On the odd side of news, they're trying to kill off all the... trying to kill them off. They're shooting birth control darts at the koalas and kangaroos in Australia. Apparently, there's so much of a drought going on there, and the vegetation can't support the population being as it's booming. So, that's that. Oh, and in other news, the NASA sent this airplane up in space, this UAV. God, I love UAVs. So here's this UAV up there. It hit Mach 10. All right? If that's not a resounding endorsement for unmanned aircraft, then I don't know what is. Because you can't do that with a human in there. Not without some inertial dampeners, which I don't think have really been perfected as a theoretical science, much less in practice. So 7,000 miles an hour, 10 times the speed of sound. That's pretty neat. I think it's the X-43A. There's more on Slashdot about that if you want really good details and discussion. Anyway, that's it. That's my podcast for the morning. Don't forget to check out the old Rant Radio Talk stream. It's some good stuff on there. And I'm going to post some more articles about SunTrust Bank, plus a little funny advertisement I made for them on my website, rizn.com, RIZDN.com. If you have comments for me, send them to Guess Who. @RIZN.com. I'm Mark Hopkins. See you later.